Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This weekend, we're celebrating the 249th birthday of the United States, and rightfully so. We are blessed to live in the most free country that has ever existed in history. We have all sorts of freedoms that we take for granted in this country, most especially the freedom to worship God. Because freedom, never free. People died so that we can be free to worship God in spirit and truth. Brave men died during the Revolutionary War so that we could have these freedoms. And since then, our freedoms have been protected by the sacrifices of men and women who serve in our armed forces. And we need to be grateful for that sacrifice, because freedom is never free. It's true when it comes to political freedom, also true when it comes to spiritual freedom. Today, we begin a four-week sermon series on the book of Colossians. I think Colossians 1:13 helps us to understand what Paul is trying to get across to us in this book, that we have been set free spiritually through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:13 says, "For he has rescued us out of the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son whom he loves." Colossians is an amazing book, and it touches on a lot of different topics. But first and foremost, Colossians is about the battle, the ultimate battle, the battle between the kingdom of darkness, ruled by the devil, and the kingdom of light, ruled by our King, by our Savior, by our Rescuer, Jesus Christ. Christianity is all about being rescued out of the darkness and into the light. Jesus Christ is our rescuer who gave his life so that we can be set free, because freedom, remember, is never free. Let me share with you about these two kingdoms that are at war with each other. We'll start with the negative. We'll start with the kingdom of darkness, which is a kingdom of lies, a kingdom of loneliness, and a kingdom of death. First of all, the kingdom of darkness is the kingdom of lies. But before we get into that, I need to make the point that there are only two kingdoms, not three. There's the kingdom of light, there's the kingdom of darkness. You belong to one or the other. There's no in-between kingdom. There's no kingdom of the gray. There's no spiritual Switzerland, a place where agnostics can go to safely watch the battle between the forces of light and the forces of darkness. No, we're on one side or the other. If a person is not a member of the kingdom of light, through the gracious work and salvation through Jesus Christ, then that person is, by definition, in bondage to the kingdom of darkness and in bondage to the prince of darkness, the devil. Not because they necessarily decided to be, but because the devil decided they would be. Because he's a tyrant, a dictator. He rules over this world. Jesus indeed calls him the prince of this world, and he doesn't speak idly. The prince of this world extends his tyranny over all who do not belong to Jesus Christ and are therefore not protected by Jesus Christ. If you don't belong to Jesus, you will, by default, belong to the devil, because he is stronger than you and more powerful than you and more intelligent than you, and he will bully you to the point of death. People might think they're in charge of their own lives, but ultimately, if they don't belong to Christ, they are ultimately simply pawns of the devil to be used and abused and terrorized by him. And one of the ways the devil does that is by constantly lying to them. The devil is a liar. You are of your father, the devil. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is the liar and the father of lies. Remember, the fall into sin begins with a lie from Satan. If you eat this, you shall be like God. All humanity, through believing that one lie, was plunged into the kingdom of darkness. The devil lied and people died, literally, physically, and spiritually. That's why Jesus calls him not only the father of lies, but a murderer as well. When the devil lies, he speaks his natural language, and he continues to lie in order to deceive people today, so that they will remain in his darkness. Let me just share with you some of the lies the devil is telling today. He says lies like, "You're not created by God. You are a cosmic accident, and you have no real purpose or meaning in life. You don't really believe the Bible, do you? That book was written by superstitious ancients. You are so much smarter than those unintelligent people." Or how about this lie? "You don't really believe God could forgive that, do you?" Or maybe the ultimate lie, "No one could ever love you." You see, the devil lies and lies and lies and lies. He speaks that. It is his native language, and it is impossible for us by ourselves to figure out the truth. Second of all, the kingdom of darkness is the kingdom of loneliness.
Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Do not give the devil a foothold. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27. Kingdom of darkness is also a kingdom of loneliness because the devil tempts us to sin, and sin always brings separation. Sin destroys relationships. First and foremost, it destroys our most important relationship, our relationship with God. It also destroys our relationships with other people, our friends, our family, and our neighbors. Going back to the garden, what happens after the first sin? Well, Adam and Eve hide from God. They separate themselves from him. Not only that, they begin to argue and resent one another. These two people who had the only perfect marriage in recorded history are now throwing each other under the bus. They are playing the worst game in all of history, the blame game, the game that no one wins, everyone loses. It's his fault. It's her fault. It's their fault. It's society's fault. It's the boomer's fault. Notice, it's everyone else's fault except me. That's the blame game. And it's the game nobody wins. Sin always destroys relationships. Because of sin, we can all get angry. And so the Lord says, don't give in to your anger. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Don't give the devil a foothold. The devil loves to stir it up. Any bit of anger, any bit of resentment, any bit of bitterness, the devil is going to try to pour some gasoline on that small little fire. Paul warns us, do not give the devil a foothold. The devil wants us to be angry with each other. The devil wants us to blame each other. The devil wants us to hate each other so that we will be alone, truly alone. Because when we're alone, he can do whatever he wants to us. He can use us. He can abuse us. He can terrorize us. And no one will be there to help us. The kingdom of darkness is a kingdom of loneliness. And third of all, it's a kingdom of death. John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Kingdom of darkness is a kingdom of death, physical and spiritual death. Jesus tells us the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. He doesn't want to just make our life hard. That's just part of his fun. He literally wants to destroy us, physically and spiritually. The wages of sin is not a difficult life. The wages of sin is death. And the devil delights in destruction. The devil is the prince of this world. You and I are deep in enemy territory, and you can see the results of his reign of terror everywhere you look in the world. Everywhere you look in the world, what is there? There's lies, there's loneliness, and there's death. We're so used to it, we don't even notice it anymore. Take a good look, open your eyes for a little bit, and see the destruction the devil has brought. The destruction our own sin has brought upon the good, beautiful world that God created for us. There's nothing but lies and loneliness and death everywhere you look. As far as the eye can see, there's only one hope for us, and that is to be rescued. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ came to do. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus hates lies. Jesus hates loneliness. Jesus hates death. And he's come to destroy all three and replace it with his truth, his love, and his life. And that's what the kingdom of light is. First of all, number one, it's a kingdom of truth. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, 105. The only way to overcome lies is to know the truth. And the truth will set you free. There's only one source of truth in this world, and that is God himself. God's word is truth. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. And that truth gives light to us. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. John 17:17. That truth gives us the light that we need. Because of lies, we are lost in the darkness. We are confused. We are anxious. We are scared. That's what darkness does. It makes everything scarier. It makes everything more confusing. But a little bit of light can make all the difference. A little bit of light overcomes the darkness. And here's the thing to understand about light and darkness. Whenever light and darkness meet, it's never a contest. Light always wins. Light always overcomes the darkness. And God's word is the light that overcomes the darkness, the lies of the devil. It removes the fear. It helps us to see where we are going. It removes the confusion from our lives. The Bible is not the tiny little light on your cell phone. The Bible is a 400 megawatt floodlight that you can point in any direction that lights up the darkness and turns it into daytime. When darkness meets light, Light always wins. Trust the truth of God's word. Second of all, kingdom of light is a kingdom of love. 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. It starts not with our love, but the love Jesus has for us. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Jesus Christ is your best friend, and he loves you so much that he laid down his life for you. Through his death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead, he rescued you from the dominion of darkness and brought you into the kingdom of love, the kingdom of light. It's a kingdom whose foundation is the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ. Freedom is never free. Jesus' love overcomes the loneliness that all of us are going to feel. He wants us to know that we matter, that we are loved, not just for now, but for all of eternity. And his love goes to the point of forgiving all our sins, rescuing us from the darkness, and bringing us into his light. Now he wants us to walk in the light of his love. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship, real friendship with other people. The answer to loneliness is always love, and the greatest source of love is Jesus Christ. We love because he first loved us. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of loving relationships, first with God and with everybody else. Loving relationships, not perfect relationships. There are no perfect relationships in this world. That's why part of every loving relationship has to be forgiveness, lots and lots of forgiveness, the kind of forgiveness Christ has given to you. You see, the kingdom of light is a kingdom of truth, a kingdom of love, and third of all, a kingdom of life, everlasting life. Jesus said, John 8:12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus is the light of the world and the life of the world. The two go hand in hand. He is the light no darkness can overcome. And whoever is part of his kingdom will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life, eternal life with him forever. The wages of sin is death. The free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. The devil comes to steal and kill and destroy, but Jesus has come that you may have life and have it to the full. And that's the kind of life Jesus gives us, a full life, an abundant life, an eternal life, a life that goes on forever and ever. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. Light always overcomes the darkness. Light always wins. Thanks be to God. He has rescued us out of the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son, whom he loves. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.